sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, sitting to the right of Becky Ivins.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It is a busy, wonderful weekend.
Well, you've got particularly a busy weekend.
I do. So
how many kids do you have graduating?
I have five kids total. Four out of the five are graduating in some way this year. And three of the five are graduating this weekend, one from nursing school, one from college, and then we have two from high school.
Wow.
Fun. So yesterday was all about the nursing school and the pinning ceremony, and it was just fantastic.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Kind of a proud dad moment. Thanks for allowing me to brag.
You definitely have good kids. I know
they're
your
fun.
Kids.
They are. My daughter is going to work at OU hospital in downtown in labor and delivery. I know. Here we go.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Today's show is a lot about our team and who we are. I would like you to start off with me. Our mission is to serve each client with integrity, build meaningful careers, lead efforts to improve our community, and enjoy life while exceeding our goal of client satisfaction. Okay, with that goal, we get involved with our community quite a lot.
We do.
Which brings me to our guest. I currently serve as president of the Oklahoma Senior Follies, which is a nonprofit organization to uplift seniors.
The rumor is that you you rule with an iron thumb. That's the rumor.
Oh, man.
We'll see if we can confirm that today.
I'll see if I can live up to that.
An iron gavel.
An iron gavel. Well, we have a couple of really talented guests, by the way. We have the infamous Billy Rodley. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning. It's weird being at KTOK and not at 50 Penn Place.
I know.
I spent so many years there.
KTOK moved about Christmas time. And we also have Bill Perry.
Good morning.
You are like a kind of a big deal in our Senior Follies. You like are an award winner. Tell us about that.
Well, I spent 50 years working in television, but... And, worked 50 years in television and done some radio, but most of the time it was in television, and it was in the supervisory capacity where I helped create programs and governed with people who could then put them together and look over their shoulder and then pat them on the head and say, that's great. And they did. They won a lot of awards. Billy won some awards when she was working at OETA for us. And
I was, as a matter of fact, I was on the air at KOMA AM, and you brought my Emmy to me. I got an Emmy award while I was on the radio.
It was kind of a showbiz moment.
But yeah.
That worked. But through the years, we've seen a lot of things, created a lot of things, and allowed the station to get a reputation for quality work throughout the region. I serve on the Emmy board, and we judge things from all over seven states. And we're in there competing from Oklahoma. A lot of the stations are Channel 4, Channel 5, Channel 9 up in Tulsa. All of them have very good opportunities to win Emmy awards these days.
And you yourself have won Emmy.
Several.
Yeah, 10.
10 wow. Emmys.
Wow.
So.
Okay, where are the Emmys right now? That's what I want to know.
They are in a secluded location.
They're in a bunker deep below.
Inside a mountain. No, they are.
Mine are in the living room. Yeah. Yours are too.
Most of them. I have done some things with them. I'm in negotiations now to present one to the school that we're performing the Senior Follies in, and to the high school there, and would like to have it on the showcase there so that kids can see they can do things
really
other than win athletic trophies.
Yeah.
So
right.
That would be great to have some kind of representation of
where the Oklahoma Senior Follies are performing is the Hudson Performance Hall, where Cliff Hudson was the star,
right,
and of notoriety. And our show this year, we have three different performances of the show, and it's a Ziegfeld-inspired extravaganza show.
You don't ever know what's coming next. Ziegfeld kept him on the edge of the seat because there was some singing, there was some dancing, there was some comedy. You just never knew what was happening next. And we hope to achieve that by making it a roller coaster ride that just doesn't stop after it gets out the gate.
And it was started by Bobby Burbridge Lane. Mm-hmm. 11 years ago, I got on board 10 years ago, just helping her with publicity. And back then, it was for Meals on Wheels. It was dedicated to Meals on Wheels. Now, we raise funds for Alzheimer's research. And I think that's incredibly important.
Well, so, I mean, any of the profits from the show definitely go to the Alzheimer's Association. And so that's one of the things that our team does to get involved in the community. We're going to tell you a little bit more about the Senior Follies, but what are a couple of other things we get involved with? You and I are involved with another organization.
With the, we have several. So
SISU.
SISU. Which is a
senior moment there. Huh?
I know. Thank you. We have a youth shelter, which typically I'll cook a meal for once a month. They're tremendous. They focus on kids that are between the ages of 15 and 25 that have nowhere to go.
And they're kids that many of them have alternative lifestyles. Mm-hmm. So their family has rejected them.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sad to think about, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going, wow. I mean, don't you love your kid or your grandkid? I mean, you know,
it boggles my mind that that's a possibility, but it is reality that especially young adults in the LGBTQ+ community will simply get kicked out of their house.
Right. So you and I both do that. I like to cook, so I often take up a meal. You sign up online to do that, by the way. It is spelled SISU. Mm-hmm. So if you feel like you want to provide a meal service for that, you can just sign up online and drop it by. You don't even go in. They come out and get it.
Yeah, if you're like me and you just enjoy cooking big meals, you cook a meal for about 15 to 20 people typically. And
last time mine
just
was
go and deliver
for 30.
It. Was it really?
Yes.
Wow.
So that's a lot.
Yep.
So anyway, we're going to continue and tell you some more of the fun details about the Senior Follies.
The Senior Follies is coming up at Northwest Classen High School, and we'll come back with details on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're here with Billy Rodley and Bill Perry. And if you want to join the conversation, you can give us a call at 405-840-1000. That's 405-840-1000. On the line now is our money man, Dean Riddell.
NMLS number 196-895.
Good morning, Dean. How are you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you all doing?
We are doing dandy today. Is that it? Dandy or wait a minute. Good. We're doing groovy. Groovy. We're kind of highlighting the Oklahoma Senior Follies show today, and it's music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So
it's, groovy is appropriate.
It's groovy.
Dean, tell us what's going on in the markets this week.
You know, guys, it's your rates have kind of leveled off this week. Fortunately, we're still seeing some speculation of gradually increasing, you know, or inching up. But I say it every day that there's nothing wrong with a 5.5-6% interest rate over time. If you really measure that out, inventory is, I think, still an issue. Becky, you all can answer that in your world, but for the consumers that are, you know, scared about a 6% rate, I think we've got to educate them that over time, you know, what everyone is doing is comparing today's rate to historic, and
it's better than
we got to do our job.
Hey, it's better than a 7.5%, which we're likely to see soon. So if you're going to buy now.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree.
You can lock that in. Your buying power decreases because of your income and how much percentage
Absolutely.
You can have allocated to your home. So if the interest rates go up, your house payment goes up, which means you cannot afford as much of a house. So timing is important. So
timing is important, you know, and for the people that were pre-approved, you know, in the latter part of 21, early 22, you know, Becky, we encourage them to revisit the numbers to make sure you're in line with the budget, make sure you can still qualify. Because, you know, rates have shifted, like we just said, that if someone was pre-approved in December, they may not be good to go today. So, you know, understanding the numbers, understanding where rates are, what your budget is what, you know, we're about.
So from Dean, on every Friday, I get Market in a Minute, and he sends it out, and it shows me here's what the rates happened, and I can look at 7-day time period, I can look at 30-day time period. Dean, if somebody wants to get that from you, can they sign up to get that by going to DeanRiddellHomeLoans.com?
Yeah, send them. Or they can email me.
Just send you an email
at SWV. Yep, and I can get them subscribed to that. Pretty easy to do, Mark.
It's great. And if you want to contact Dean, you can go to BeckyIvins.com. Click on Becky's favorites. You'll see Dean Riddell and Matt McLean right at the top from SWBC Mortgage. Dean, thanks so much for being with us.
Dean, I'll tell you what people ask me all the time: where should I go get my mortgage? And do you know what my answer is? Well, where I went to get my mortgage is Dean is over at SWBC. So call Dean Riddell. So thanks for always supporting us here with the latest in mortgage information.
Is Dean coming to the show?
Dean, are you coming to the Oklahoma Senior Follies?
I don't think I can.
It's
next weekend.
Next weekend. Hey, we've got
next weekend.
Yes, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and it's Friday night, Saturday matinee at 3, and Sunday at 3:00 as well. And the answer is, I'm sure going to try.
I'm sure going to try.
There you go. Very good. Okay.
If you want to give Dean a call, his number is 405-858-7770. That's 858-7770.
Okay, so we are here with Billy Rhodley and Bill Perry, both multiple Emmy Award winners themselves, who are in the Oklahoma Senior Follies. And so, you know, you think about people getting up on stage, it's almost like, okay, to dance, to sing. We have other things in the show, too, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
What are those?
A little comedy. We hope it's funny. Anyway.
Hey, I went to rehearsal last night. It's funny. We were cracking up.
The funniest thing at rehearsal last night, I thought, was you left the room. I don't know if you went outside or actually left the building for a while. And just before your husband got up and sang Rhythm of the Rain, and one of the lyrics of that is, along with her... she took my heart.
Oh. I did have to leave.
I thought that was interesting.
Yes, I had to leave and go visit a friend of mine.
Jim Ivins' heart.
His heart.
Oh, man. So, what my husband Jim is singing in the show in a few numbers.
He's wonderful.
Well, thank you.
For many years he's been involved, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. And we've watched the Follies prior to even being involved. You know, you do have to be 55 to get in, right?
Right.
We have driver's licenses to prove that we qualify.
That's right.
There you go.
Even though we're so young looking.
Yeah. We have a special video performance on the show. So tell us about that.
Well, Vince Gill went to high school there, and in my class, several of the girls babysat Vince because he's a few years younger than us. But he does qualify to be in the show because he's past that age now, too. But he prepared from his studio in I believe, in Nashville, a special greeting for everyone there at Northwest Class, and welcome back to my school. Hope you enjoy this new performance hall that's been put together, courtesy of lots of donations, not the least of which is who's the founder of the,
Cliff Hudson?
Yeah, Cliff Hudson was a big mover behind that. And the auditorium, if you went to high school there, it is not like where you went for the assembly.
Oh, no. This is quite a nice performance hall.
It is.
Padded seats, numbered. You get your tickets with numbered seats.
Yeah. The thing that sets it off from a typical high school auditorium is they have put a lot of money into technical facility there. The sound is tremendous. The lights are tremendous. They can control a lot of atmospheric things there. And one of the things they'll have is a screen come down and project a video from Vince Gill. And he's going to have a couple of songs in there and talk to everybody. And so he'll be on there for probably the length of about any act that's in the show. He will have as much time or more than anybody. And so that'll be his special contribution. He's touring with the Eagles right now.
Right.
So he didn't have time to stop in.
Yeah. He's actually going to be in Oklahoma City, though, this summer. He's going to perform in Oklahoma City.
His mother, who's
Jereen,
who is wonderful, and she will be there with his sister.
Her seat's right beside mine.
Oh, cool.
So
cool.
I look forward to seeing them.
So we have notified the lighting guy that we would like her introduced as well.
Good.
And do you know who's doing the lighting? Stephen Gilmore is doing the lighting, and he is from Heritage Hall.
Okay.
He's their stagecraft teacher and stuff. And our house manager is Michaela Gilmore, or Mikey Gilmore, who is his wife, but also was the drama teacher at Northwest High School.
I'll be darned.
So they're very familiar with the facility and extremely talented. I'm real excited about the lighting.
Well, the people in the show, we have so many semi-professionals and people have been on Broadway and are professional people, so they appreciate the facility, you know, itself, and the people running it, the stage manager and the lighting and all that. That's what they expect.
Do you know, last night at rehearsal, I realized, again, I keep getting reminded of this myself. To watch the seniors perform, sometimes I get bogged down in the volunteerism of the job of being on the board of the Follies, and I think, man, this is a lot of trouble. And then I see the performers who have performed in high school, performed in college maybe, and maybe several.
Equity theaters.
Like you say, some on Broadway. But when you get to a certain age, here in Oklahoma City, there's not that much of a place for you to be a senior performer. And the Oklahoma Senior Follies does that. We also have what's called a joy tour.
Mm-hmm.
And our joy tour, Billy, tell us about that.
Well, maybe two or three people will go to nursing homes or senior centers and perform, and not only to get us some publicity, but, you know, to shore up the folks in those facilities and say, you know, if we can do it, you can do it. You can get up and move.
And it brings them some joy.
Yeah,
it does. And, you know, I've been to a few of them this year, and they've taken like five or six people to perform. It's like a real show that they do, an hour and 15 minutes long. And they went to the Veterans Home in Norman and performed there. And they go to assisted living, they go to independent living, but they bring joy to seniors. So it's seniors entertaining seniors. And they can be booked for performances. So if you have an event coming up that you need a little entertainment, this isn't junior league. This is senior league.
There you go.
I tell you what I love about the Senior Folly performers is the level of expertise is tremendous. And they are just enjoying the moment. And it's just delightful and entertaining to watch. And if you want to buy tickets, you can go to OklahomaSeniorFollies.com. You'll see it right there, May 20, 21st, and 22nd. We'll be back with more in our Word of the Day and Smoking Hot Deal right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, here with Becky Ivins and our special guests, Billy Roadley and Bill Perry. And if you want to call in and join the conversation, you can give us a call at 405-840-1000. That's 405-840-1000. We may have a ticket or two to give away. Is that
right? We do. I've got two pairs of tickets for Friday night show. And I just want to kind of reiterate, these are seniors performing, but the audience is not all seniors. it is entertaining to our grandkids. Look forward to this every year.
Oh, it's a great show.
And they bring friends to see it. So, I mean, our grandkids could almost fill up the auditorium. We do have a few. But give us a call here at 840-1000. It's 405-840-1000. And I've got a couple pairs of tickets to give away for the Friday evening show, which is next Friday.
That's when I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there next Friday.
Yes, you are.
Yep. It's going to be a great time. But it's time for our Word of the Day. Our Word of the Day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. Becky, what's our Word of the Day?
How about volunteerism?
Oh, I like it.
Because
volunteerism.
That's community involvement. Volunteerism is basically giving of your own talents and time, especially in community service. So that is that's what our team does on a regular basis. Another place we volunteer is
Toby Keith Foundation.
Yes.
And Joe File, great agent, is he goes every week.
And every Thursday, 4 to 6, Joe is there volunteering.
He's there with his daughter fixing a meal for these families that whose kids are going through cancer treatment.
Right.
And they have their big event coming up next week also. There's a, I think it's a huge auction that occurs and a golf tournament.
Yeah, look that up online.
You just go to Toby Keith Foundation.
Is that the corral thing?
Yeah.
The kids' corral. Yeah. It's spectacular. If you've not been there, it's beautiful to begin with. It's a little boutique hotel, basically, for the families of people going with their kids going through cancer treatment. They have a chandelier in front of their fireplace. It's a very tall ceiling there. And you just have to stare and look at it a little while because it's cut glass. And there's 77 pieces there. So guess what they're shaped like? The 77 counties in Oklahoma.
Aww.
That's cool. Pretty cool, isn't
it's
it?
One of the best art pieces
it's,
I've seen.
Terrific.
Wow. Yeah. Some work.
Yeah. And
listen, there, I'm just so tempted to go to that because there's a lot of guitars from, and I'm a country music fan, and there's a lot of guitars from, I mean, there's Luke, there's Gil, there's Toby, there's a lot of guitars there. that are going to be for sale at a silent auction.
Oh, wow.
I know. These are all donated to raise money for this foundation. And that's where Joe volunteers. Now, mm-hmm. 5 times a year, we volunteer there as a team mm-hmm. and take supper and sit and visit with the families that are there a little bit. And it's just a great place to volunteer. So if you're looking for a place to spend some extra time and do some volunteerism.
Oh, you will get much more back.
Yes, that's true. That is true. Yeah. So they have a ridiculous trunk or treat. I have never seen such full buckets and of candy for these kids ever.
What did you get?
I know, right? Well, listen, we went up and we had several bags of, and I got some really good chocolate to give out because it was not a real hot night. You know, sometimes you can't give away chocolate.
Yeah.
But I gave some really good chocolate away. And we had several of those great big bags. And then I looked to the one next to us, and they had like big laundry baskets full, and the trunk of their pickup was full of these buckets and baskets of candy. And I was going, oh, we may have to borrow some candy from you guys. We didn't realize we needed that much. But, of course, a volunteer came out and kept filling our buckets up so we could keep giving away candy because they just had so much candy inside. So that's a great place. We love to volunteer.
When is this auction?
It's this next week.
Yeah, I believe it's Friday, May 20th. So it's in conjunction with the same time as the Senior Follies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and you can go online and go to their website and you can see the items that are there.
Some of the items also are being auctioned off on the website.
Yeah.
So you don't really have to be there, but it might be a pretty good place to go to.
I just want to encourage you that if you've not been with Becky Ivins at a silent auction, it's a thing to behold.
I'm a winner.
I really appreciated the service you provided with that shredding at the Healthy Living Center. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Billy.
Becky Ivins Real Estate.
Yeah, we did that last year, and we did it again this year. And we do it in the Healthy Living, which is the MAPS program, the Healthy Living parking lot over by our office. They cordon off a place for us and provided a place for a truck. But the drivers of these trucks have told us that, I mean, you could see the tires going down and the sides bulging out. They were so full.
Wow.
And they said they never get that much participation. So next spring, be watching for that because you can bring a truck. I mean, bring your pickup truck with all your boxes of your old documents and checks and stuff that you want shredded and just bring them and they're shredded right there on site. We had several people get out of their car to watch their things being shred. and you can do that because they have a little screen there to where you can actually watch your documents being shred.
Yeah. You don't leave them intact. So you're confident that it is being shredded. Not
right,
carried
right.
Yeah.
And the timing of it is perfect because it's right after tax season. So you can shred your old tax returns.
Yeah, well, I would keep those for a few years.
What is it now? It's only three years.
It is 3 years unless they decide to make it 6 after they audit you.
Right, yeah. It used to be 7. You had to save them for 7 years.
I have to save my real estate. Used to, you had to save your real estate documents for 7 years, but now it's 5. And those heavy boxes, we had to reinforce our attic with those files. But now everything's paperless in our office.
Everything's scanned and digitized.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. And then we shred everything. We have a shredder come to our office on a regular basis.
Let me know when that happens.
Okay. Very good.
But you always have to save music and comedy files. You should never shred those because you can recycle those.
There you go.
Or in the show.
For sure.
We've been guilty of that a little bit on occasion.
So we're talking today about the community service that our team is involved in. And this last year... I decided that I would be involved in the leadership of the Oklahoma Senior Follies. That is my husband's passion. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have that many hobbies, but he does love to sing. And he does a great job of it.
Yes.
He'll be in the show. So come listen to Jim Ivins sing too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we each year we crown a king and we have beauties that are in the big headdresses and stuff like the Ziegfeld girls used to be. So tell us about the king this year.
John Ferguson.
Count Gregor.
It goes back generations. He's seen more changes in television than most people. He started on TV in the early 1950s. And so he's been around a long time. And he was recognized early on as a performer who could take on a character that lends itself to late night movies. And so that was launched at WKY-TV, Channel 4, back in the black and white days, I think. And Bill Thrash recognized that he would be a good character for that. So he created this show for John. And I don't remember the name of the show because it's been named several times and it's been on several stations. But he's a great host who does look like a vampire.
And, you know, he is... I mean, he's been in show business 70 years.
Yeah.
He's 94, and John is going great.
He's very agile.
Yes.
That's for sure. He still sings.
Yes.
So Count Gregor will be there for your entertainment.
He will be throned.
He'll be throned. He's been given a promotion from count to king.
That's right.
There you go. That's a good one. And then our beauties, we've got several. We've got Patsy Hutchins, and she owns that 360 dance studio on Northwest Expressway.
Talk about community volunteers. All of these ladies are really involved in the community. On
Jan Lemons
boards and
is the daughter of Abe Lemons, and everybody knows who he is.
Yes.
But she is quite talented in her own right. She is one of our beauties this year, so you'll get to come see her, too. And
so we'll be talking about this and more when we come back and with your smoking hot deal on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It's time for our smoking hot deal.
Hot, hot.
Our smoking hot deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the south corner of 122nd and Penn and on 63rd, just west of Meridian. Casa Perico, fresh hot Mexican food.
Man, I've been there a lot lately.
Then life has been good.
Life is good when you get to spend your day at Casa Perico, twice a day. One time this week, I ate there twice in one day. Two different locations. I didn't want to be too obvious.
That's the way to do it. Go to 122nd and Penn and then head over to 63rd and Meridian.
And one remember lunch, that dinner. I sold them a building in Yukon.
Coming soon.
So they're opening in Yukon.
I'm excited about that.
Right there on 39th Expressway, Route 66. So, okay, our smoking hot deal. 1134 Northwest 41st. Now think about that address, 1134. That is between Classen and Western. Walkable to the shops and restaurants on Western and on 41st Street. So it's right in the heart of the area. This house has been owned by the same family for decades. It has had updates. It actually had a built-on. It's 1.5 bathrooms. The 3 bedrooms are upstairs and the bathroom's upstairs. Then it's got a half bath, kind of off the kitchen and entry downstairs. Nice family room in the back, but and the kitchen's good. It's just a delightful area. And I'm trying to remember, it's listed just under 260.
257,800.
Yeah. So.
1,800 square feet.
That just went on the market late yesterday. Yeah.
What a location.
So go look at it. Call your realtor. Call us. We'll show it to you.
If you're interested in seeing that or any listing, you can call us at 405-722-3232. That's 722-3232. Or go to BeckyIvins.com, click on search listings, and you can take a virtual tour.
You know, used to, our smoking hot deals, the qualification was that it had to be a particularly good deal. Well, now is it has to be not sold. Right. That is a good deal if it is not yet sold.
That's it.
Right? Our inventory is higher. It is for, you know, an inventory over the years that we've had on the market, we have typically about 6,000 properties on the market. For the last 8 months, almost a year, we have had about 1,900 listings on the market. And we're not talking just central Oklahoma. We're talking about those that get listed out in the boonies.
Many of them are away from the Oklahoma City like metro.
Eufaula, Prague. Yeah. I mean, so in the metro, we have had less than, I mean, way less than 1,000 listings for a long time.
Often, yeah.
And now it's springtime, and our market usually has more properties on it. And statewide, we have a little over 2,500 listings, but we have over 4,500 pending. So that gives us, I mean, it's less than a one-month supply of homes. Yeah. If we didn't list another house, any realtor in central Oklahoma, we would run out of inventory in less than a month. So that is a very peculiar position to be in. Realtors are working hard because you show property over and, I mean, you show the same buyer property. You make offers on it. You don't get the offer, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, okay, well, we are going to highlight the Senior Follies again. But we've been talking about how our team is community focused and not just kind of giving it lip service, but we literally get in there and do work for the community. And one of the things that I'm involved in is the Oklahoma Senior Follies. Very excited about the show this year. And we have somebody playing a trumpet this year, right, Bill?
You may have heard of David Hooten.
He's an elected official.
Yes, he is.
he is.
But he goes into the parking lot area of his building and plays in the morning just to practice.
Really?
Yeah, before he goes to work. But David is
he's a Grammy Award winner.
Yeah, he's wow. joining us because of his devotion to the cause and because he likes Northwest Classen and he's buddies with Vince Gill. And he's also buddies with Edgar Cruz, who also went to Northwest Classen. And so he's coming to perform in the show a couple of numbers. And they're going to bring you to – one of them will bring you to tears. His last one that he does, Amazing Grace, is the best Amazing Grace you will ever hear in your life.
And he's doing a Herb Alpert song too, yes. right?
Taste of Honey.
Little Taste of Honey, yes.
Oh, man. So I love David. I've got his CDs.
Yes.
And I love those.
He's a good guy.
He's just a nice guy.
Very approachable, whether you know him or not.
Right. You know, he had an audience with the Pope.
Really?
And literally took a picture. Nobody touches the Pope, which I think is kind of sad. I mean, when I was at the Vatican, I just wanted to go up and hug him. I thought, nobody gets to touch the Pope. I mean, what kind of a life is that? So, but David Hooten actually had his hand on the Pope's shoulder in a picture that I saw.
Wow.
And he was, I think, born in Rome.
He has an Italian background family.
His mom's Italian.
That's right. They had that restaurant.
Yeah.
Luciano's?
Yes.
In Norman. He still sells the meat
dressing,
sauce.
Yeah.
he does. I will look forward to that especially. Yeah. We also have some dancers like Cloggers or something,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah. Cloggers. We also have Cardiac the Magnificent.
Cardiac the Magnificent after the, you know, the Johnny Carson Karnak The Magnificent.
Right. It's a tribute. It's not a theft.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. There you go. Cardiac, The Magnificent.
And I'm no Ed McMahon.
Well, yeah, there you go.
She does a good job.
Ed McMahon in a skirt, maybe.
Yeah. But we've got tap dancers, and you don't really think about seniors being tap dancers.
Yeah, yeah, right. You know how tired the performers will be, but you will be exhausted watching them.
That's true.
There's several tap dancers in there of various kinds. There's cloggers as well as legitimate tap dancers like you used to see in the old musical movies.
Yeah.
And Singing in the Rain is unlike you've ever seen before. It's.
Did we get a winner for the tickets we gave away? Did we get one winner? Well, hey, somebody else call in.
We'll see you next Friday.
Yes, 840-1000, and you can get tickets to the Oklahoma Senior Follies. You just have to go to OklahomaSeniorFollies.com and just punch on the tickets, and you can
buy
just,
tickets here.
Yes, you can do that, and it's a great activity. I mean, if you forgot to get a Mother's Day gift, this is it. If you need to get a Father's Day gift, this is it. Take them out to a show. You have plenty of time for a lunch ahead of time for the 3 o'clock show on Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, there's an evening show.
Truly, there's not a bad seat in the house. The way this auditorium has been reconstructed and the way the seats have been blocked off, every seat is a good one.
Yes.
There's certainly no posts that you could sit behind.
Yeah, well, and I will tell you something. The who's who of Oklahoma City will be there. I mean, have you seen the guest list of some of the donors that help support Senior Follies?
It was a back page of the Friday newspaper. There was a great big ad in this most recent Friday newspaper has a whole listing of people who have donated and sponsored.
So the guy at Ticket Storm that is doing our tickets, Scott, says, wow, this is kind of the who's who of Oklahoma City, isn't it? I said, well, Central Oklahoma. Yes, it is. But we have a lot of good supporters that like the Follies and enjoy supporting the seniors. But I do want to reiterate, your performance is done by seniors. Your younger audience will love it. If you're a drama teacher or a music teacher.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Contact me for specially priced tickets for your students. I mean, just call my office, 405-722-3232. Friday night, we have a section for students that is a very, very reduced price.
It's a master class for these people.
Yeah, it is.
Coming up, the Oklahoma Senior Follies coming May 20th at 7:30 p.m., May 21st at 3 p.m., May 22nd at 3 p.m. You can get your tickets at OklahomaSeniorFollies.com. Thank you, Billy Roadley. Thank you, Bill Perry, for being with us. Thank you, Becky Ivins and the Becky Ivins team for community involvement.
All right.
Great thing.
Okay.
We'll be back next week on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.